Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are now joined by a star, TV star. You see her on the NFL Network, which this time of year is must-watch TV. And that, of course, is Kim Jones. Kim, how you been?
Hi, Kim.
How are you guys? I left little bags of candy
for you.
Thank you,
Kim.
No, we got him, Kim.
Thank you very much.
You got them.
Yes.
Well, that's a bit of a Christmas miracle.
There you go.
I'm glad.
Well, you know what, Kim?
You have trained me.
No Christmas miracles. Balls are still here. You know what I mean?
Kim, you have a lot to say to you, Joe.
You can say whatever you want.
Kim, you've trained me like a dog. When Christmas comes around, I am like expecting my Kim Jones candy.
Yeah. And I wish more men felt that way. Hi, Joe.
Kim?
Yes.
No, I'm fired up today.
You're getting me on my second diet rock star just before I jump on the treadmill, which has been missing from my life. So I am as fired up as you've ever seen me.
Well, you're not in Jacksonville yet, right?
No, I leave tomorrow. Home from Buffalo last night, though. Glass half full, guys. Lucky to get home from Buffalo last night. Wasn't getting home today.
So. Yeah, I can imagine.
So what? You have a lot to say. Where do you want to start?
We'll let you begin. The floor is yours.
Let's start with process, okay? Because you've heard a lot, not on your show, but you've heard a lot from Mike Maccagnan about process lately, okay? You know who else talks about process a lot?
Who's that?
Sean McDermott, who has the Bills in the playoffs in his first season as head coach.
Okay.
And when you look at that process, you have to look back at their free agency. They went out and got Jordan Poyer. No one ever heard of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a Brown. His season last year ended with a very serious injury, a lacerated kidney. They went out and got him for 4 years, $13 million. Okay? He's the AFC Player of the Month, and he and Micah Hyde, who they also got in free agency, bit of a bigger contract, but really good safety from the Packers. They got those two in free agency. They got E.J. Gaines, more of a veteran corner than Tre'Davious White, who's a rookie, but they got Gaines in the Sammy Watkins trade, where they wanted to unload Watkins more than anything. Whether they were right or wrong about that, that was their goal, and they did it. And they get Tre'Davious White in the first round after trading their pick to Kansas City. So you're looking at a team process where they remade their secondary. The secondary gave up, I believe it was 14 passing touchdowns, second in the league to Minnesota. And the difference is the Bills' secondary does it with a front that only had 27 sacks all season.
Mm.
So what does that tell you? They're a great secondary. They're not a good secondary.
Right.
They're a great secondary. They did it in 1 year, and they're in the playoffs.
Right.
And they hadn't been there in forever, Joe, as you know.
99. Yep. I know. I'm well aware.
But what does that mean for the Jets? Do you think they're moving in that direction?
But you hear process.
This guy's going into his fourth year already.
That's what I'm saying. You hear process from the Jets, and I do respect the idea that they're not always looking to make a change. That isn't winning in the NFL. That's not a winning attitude. It's not a winning process, if you will. But at some point, process has to also include postseason.
Of course.
I get it that, you know, there's patience here. There's a lot of P words here. I get all of that. But at some point, you're allowed to overachieve a little bit. You're allowed to overachieve and make the playoffs. You're allowed to do that kind of stuff. And I just feel like in Florham Park, the whole wait till next year thing, Joe, I know with you it got old years ago, but it has to be getting old.
I have said repeatedly, Kim, you know my feeling on Bowles, but it's not even about Bowles. And I have some confidence in Maccagnan. I don't have great confidence, but certainly I have no confidence in a coach. I have some in Maccagnan. It starts with the owners. I've said this over. It goes back to when Leon Hess bought the team. You know, Leon Hess, really, he was a nice man. He was a great, whatever you want to call him, great humanitarian, whatever you want to say. He was a terrible owner. And it wasn't until the end of his life that he realized, hey, you know what? I'd actually like to be in a Super Bowl one day. And he hired Bill Parcells, and it was too late. And you got the same attitude now. Winning is not the end-all, be-all with the Jets, and that's the biggest problem in my mind.
Well, and what it leads to, unfortunately, is the NFL's basically irrelevancy. And I hate to say that. I come on the fan when I fill in.
The NFL's irrelevancy.
How often do we talk? I mean, you guys talk Jets,
right?
But big picture, the Jets don't garner a whole lot of attention.
No, absolutely not. That is a great point.
I know they won five games.
Hey, look, they are the way down the ladder from the Giants. The Giants. I mean, is it even close?
No, and the Giants being a circus hasn't helped. But but even the Giants in better times, yes, it's the Jets to me have to decide to make a change into where winning is the most important thing.
Amen.
And you can still emphasize process.
Amen.
Patience. They're going to have $100 million to spend in free agency. You hope he doesn't give another Muhammad Wilkerson another big contract. And you hope that he hits on a quarterback. And I like Christian Hackenberg as much as anyone. I am forever indebted to him for what he did for my alma mater. He was the guy there when it mattered most for Penn State surviving all of that stuff. But it hasn't worked with Hackenberg as a Jet, and it was a second-round pick
of course
are incredibly valuable, and they've not gotten one snap out of him.
It's amazing.
It's historic. I mean, it is.
It's amazing.
It's a historically bad pick, and what Mike Maccagnan needs to do, and he won't, on the 85 radio shows he goes on, is just have a mea culpa and say, hey, I screwed up. Let's move on.
How about the humana that Bowles gave, the answer after the game, why Hackenberg didn't play? I mean, it was unbelievable, Ken.
Listen, Evan, there's nothing I can say to argue the historically bad pick, so I won't do it, and I certainly respect your opinion. He's also not been handled the best ever.
Sure.
And in fairness, in August, Christian had a chance to take hold of that job.
He did.
And did not do it. The seven-step drop, Landon Collins, instead of a five, by the way, it should have been a five. The seven-step drop, Landon Collins picks it off for a touchdown, is right now the defining moment of Christian Hackenberg's NFL career, and it came in preseason.
And Petty stinks. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Bryce Petty's terrible. He's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, what I don't understand yet, because Sunday,
but a play calling was horrible in that game.
Right, but you guys might have an explanation that just because I've been traveling so much, I don't know. I had to leave Sunday's game around halftime.
The Jet game.
I had to get because I had to get to L.A. to
be
in our studio
on Monday.
You
were very fortunate that you
did. Well, yeah, I stood out in -6 degrees all morning. But yes, I understand what you're saying. So I'm in the car listening to the Patriots broadcast in the rental car going to Logan. Why did he kick the field goal for the
unbelievable.
Fourth, fifth,
because he gave
point.
Up. Because he gave up.
Of course.
And this has happened before with Coach Bowles, where he basically tells his team, I don't really believe
in
you.
He did it in Denver. He gave up in Denver, too. He was unbelievable.
Well, and that Denver thing and the Denver explanation might have something to do with the idea that the Jets can't wait to leak that, by the way, John Morton's free to leave if he gets a job offer, especially from John Gruden.
Don't let the door hit him in a rear end on a way out, in my mind.
It seems like it, right?
Yeah. Go. Goodbye.
Because, Kim, you hit on something very important, and that's something they got to get right as they draft a quarterback, and I assume they will. You have to have the right people in here to develop that quarterback.
Absolutely.
Look at what's happened to Jared Goff.
No,
it's the best example.
Hey, look,
he is.
You know what, Kim? One of the problems with Sanchez was exactly that.
Yes.
They never had the right guy there to develop Sanchez. They never
100%
did.
100% agree. It was not all on Mark.
Nope.
I 100% agree with you. And, guys, the Jared Goff thing, I talked to someone very, very smart, which, you know, helped the conversation because it raised the football IQ between the two of us greatly, I promise you. And he told me in September, watch Jared Goff when you can because they are giving him easy throws. And the person wasn't in any way diminishing Goff and his development.
Right,
not at all.
Right.
He was complimenting the system and the approach of Sean McVay and his staff to help Jared Goff get comfortable. We saw him a year ago not comfortable, right? And people thought he might be finished. People thought this second year might be defining for him. Well, if it's defining for him, you're probably looking at a future MVP.
Pretty good.
Because with a great coaching staff, he was able to turn it around. And, guys, I would submit to you, and the Giants are ready to hire one at some point this month, the coaching in the NFL, given the CBA rules, given the practice rules, given, and you're going to laugh, social media, all that goes on now with being an NFL player, and when you can get on the field and actually practice, and when you're on your iPhone reading what everyone's saying about you, the coaching in the NFL has never been more important.
You know, Kim, I God bless you, Kim.
Because thank you very much, Joe.
I got to tell you, because I've said this forever about coaches. You know, this is the sport, and it's you, now more than ever what you documented, you're 100% right. This is the sport where the coach matters the most.
No question.
No question at all.
None.
It's football in general. The coach matters unbelievable. You know, he's the coach and the quarterback are the two most important things on a football team. That's
no doubt. And they have to work well together, as we know.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt.
We're talking to Kim Jones. Now, speaking of coaches, the Giants are looking for one. And it's tough because if you just judge who the next head coach should be based on how a guy's done as a coordinator, you know, you got like a 50, probably less than that, like a 30-70 shot, because we've seen so many great coordinators not be good coaches. You're looking for what Gettleman said, which is a CEO, a football CEO. So how are the Giants going to find that guy? Because the best coordinator is not always the best head coach.
Well, they have a living, breathing example in Ben McAdoo, right? It was out of fear that they hired Ben McAdoo. Let's be honest about it. John Mara made the hire, and it was because he was afraid of disrupting an offense that was scoring about 26 points a game. They didn't score 26 points a game in two games combined
after
he became head coach.
Right.
It was an absolute travesty the way this offense not only played but was asked to play. And let's just be honest about that now that everything's over and they're looking for a new coach. So I wonder repeatedly, guys, and, you know, I do this stuff because I'm traveling, I'm in the car, I have all this time in my own headspace. What if he had hired Spagnuolo back then? They wouldn't have been worse than they are. They would not have been worse than they are.
No.
2 years later.
No.
So I do think that that is a living, breathing example. I cannot, for the life of me, understand or accept if the Giants hire a coordinator from a small market who has not been there very long and who has never dealt with media. Well, I cannot do that.
What do you think of Jim Schwartz, a guy who coached in Detroit, a guy who's a coordinator in a big city? He had his shot. It had mixed results, I'd say, because he did overtake a team that was 0-16. What do you think of him?
You know, Evan, I've thought about that. I don't want to suggest I've thought about Jim Schwartz a lot. That would probably be a problem. I've thought about
Jim Schwartz would be a little jealous.
Context,
yes.
Because I've been at several of his press conferences this season. I will tell you, I like the way he deals with the media. Again, I'm not there every day. But he answers. He sometimes challenges a little bit, which I think is okay. And he has a defense where they've made it work with a secondary that was not – a cornerback position especially that was not good when the season started. And with injuries, including to the middle linebacker, Jordan Hicks is a really, really good player. And I believe tore his Achilles and hasn't played now in ages. So – They've made it work. Oh, by the way, in a rotating defensive line that gets after you. So there's things to like there. Now, one thing that you hear about Jim Schwartz, you know, oh, he's a jerk. I mean, I'm just not sure how much I care exactly about that. I don't think that can be your persona every single day. I don't think being angry and taking on media and just being, you know, that kind of guy every single day helps you. But I don't know how viable a candidate I believe him to be, but I will tell you this. I would get him in a room and ask him every single thing he thinks of the Giants.
Mm. Sure,
right?
Why not?
Division? Why
sure.
not?
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Talking to Kim Jones, football with her. I want to get to the Jacksonville game, but I want to ask you this. Is there any way that the Jets and Giants do not take a quarterback in the first round in the draft?
Well, one thing I'm curious about, why does no one, and I don't mean you two alone or you two solely, or I'm not even talking about you two necessarily, why don't people talk about Davis Webb?
That's a great question. We never saw him.
I'll tell
you
why. I think the Giants sent us signals that they don't believe in him. I mean,
I think the Giants sent signals late in the season. We are petrified to take Eli out of the game because Eli is the shining star right now of an organization whose fans are furious.
But didn't they realize that people were furious about A, Ben McAdoo doing it, B, the way it was handled, and let's get to the most important part.
Geno
Smith.
Yeah, Davis Webb playing. I don't think the fans would have been upset by that, Kim.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think by the time all of it went down the way it went down, guys, I think, this is totally me saying it, it's not from anybody, I think the Giants were holding on for dear life to end the season. So that is what I believe. I think that they saw enough from Davis Webb to really, really like him. My question is how many of those same people will be in the building in 2 or 3 months? I don't know that answer.
Right,
but Davis Webb should not be completely discounted here. He's a year in as an NFL player, even if he didn't see an NFL snap. And everything you hear about him from teammates is big arm, accurate arm, and mobile. And those are at least three of the things you would look for right now in an NFL quarterback.
Mm.
Oh, can I give you one more thing? Because if you want to move on to Jacksonville, that's
fine. No, go ahead, Kim.
If you're the new Giants head coach, this is what my heavy, heavy, with great conviction advice is going to be. You step to the podium and you say something along the lines of, I can't start my day without hot tea, or I can't start my day, like I do, without a Twix bar. Because the one thing Mike Maccagnan has done, which is absolute genius, is made his coffee addiction an absolute talking point. And it works for him. It has humanized him.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It
with
allows
me.
After a 5-win season for him to come on the radio and have some laughs.
Yeah, you know what? Though?
You don't notice him. You know what, Kim? You don't notice him coming on with us and having any laughs.
Because we laugh about it.
I
don't care.
And I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm not joking when I say that. Ben McAdoo never let us get to know him at all.
Yeah.
So it was very hard. He didn't get the benefit of the doubt. And I'm not suggesting he deserved one. But I'm not joking. The new head coach, who we're not going to know in this market, probably, unless Steve Spagnuolo happens to get the job, and I do think he's a viable candidate, the new head coach has to give you something human to latch on to.
You know, I think that does make sense because Ben McAdoo wasn't very human, but I think the other thing that the Giant fan likes to hear, and they heard it from Gettleman, is a hard ass. Yeah, I think they want to hear.
You know what, Kim? Belichick's not so human.
No, listen, I'm not saying, but you guys are telling me this hasn't worked for Mike Maccagnan?
What is no, it? When you say no, work,
not with me, it hasn't.
Win something.
He does interviews where they ask about coffee.
Yeah, you know, I ignore
about
that
the
part.
Interviews. You know what their record is under Mike Maccagnan? 20-28. Okay, he already blew it with one quarterback. I don't care what.
Look, Kim, I'll give you this.
No,
I think it works with some people.
I mean, who cares? Hence my point. It's a bit of a diversion that's really fun to talk about.
Yeah, it's great.
I
love that. Is Bowles into coffee too?
He looks like he needs coffee.
Oh my
like
God.
He's half asleep.
Oh, yeah, we just had it. Excuse me. There's just another defensive holding penalty to give the other team a first down. What a shot. Anyway, I had to throw that in there.
Let me ask you this because here's what I want for the month of January with the Jets out and all that.
Yep.
I want the Patriots and the Steelers to not even get to the AFC title
game. That would be
good. And I would love to see Blake Bortles. I'd love to see Blake Bortles stick it to everybody, including myself. I've ripped him plenty of times. And, you know, hold that Lombardi trophy.
It wouldn't be bad if Doug Marrone had it, too, because then certain people would have to eat a little crow.
That's
that
true.
That basically got Marrone not hired here.
Yeah. Hey, Evan, I'd like to look like Heidi Klum in a bathing suit. Right?
Are you telling me?
Why are you going into these areas?
Are you telling me you don't believe in Blake Bortles?
And Blake Bortles is not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
I think it's likely to not happen. But I will say this: they can get to the quarterback. They can run the football. They can stop the run. They showed they can go into Pittsburgh and destroy the Steelers and force Ben Roethlisberger to throw five interceptions.
They also lost to the Jets.
I get it.
I got a prediction for you.
Yes,
there will at least be. First of all, if LeSean McCoy were healthy, I think Buffalo would have a real chance to win that game.
Right.
Okay.
He's dealing with a high ankle sprain. I don't know how much he's going to be able to do.
You know what I don't like about Buffalo in this game, Kim?
What?
That they are so delirious that they made the playoffs.
No, the players have moved on. I was there yesterday.
Yeah,
they could
tell me that, but they're so delirious they made the playoffs. I don't think that's good for them. We'll see, but they moved on.
That was not the tone in the locker room yesterday.
All right.
And guys like Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, who may make Blake Bortles' life miserable, because as Bill Belichick said, they disguise better than any safeties in the league.
Of course, they killed them twice, the Patriots. But
I understand that, but it wasn't Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde's fault.
No, I'm just saying.
But they weren't there for any of this. They're in their first year in Buffalo, so while they think it's special, they're not wrapped up in it like that.
Okay.
Micah Hyde made the playoffs every year as a Packer.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, I get it.
I don't think Joe Flacco is a great quarterback. I don't think he's terrible. But I think we can all agree that the run he had, that magical run in 2012, was like a guy that he isn't. I mean, he threw 11 touchdowns, didn't throw an interception during that 4-game run. Isn't a guy like Blake Bortles capable of a magical carpet ride kind of run, Kim? You dismiss that possibility?
No, I think he's capable. Look where he was drafted. I mean, he fits the part.
Right.
He's like Hackenberg when he walks in a room physically.
He's like Hackenberg.
They both fit the part. Physically, they both fit the part when they walk into a room. That's my only point.
All right.
Blake Bortles can certainly get it done. Historically, he has not shown they're 2-6, I believe, 2-6 when he throws multiple interceptions. To me, that's going to be the stat on Sunday.
Mm.
Can Poyer pick him off like he did Brady?
Right.
Can Hyde and Poyer, who I love, as you can tell, they each have 5 interceptions. They're the only team in the league with teammates with at least 5 picks apiece. So that secondary is going to have something to say on Sunday.
He had that stretch of games, that 3-week run.
Yep.
Where he looked legitimately good. He didn't turn the ball over. He threw a bunch of touchdown passes. Now, I think he took a step back against the Niners and even against the Titans, so I don't think the season ended on that positive note. But we saw, that little flash from Bortles for a few weeks at least.
Yeah, well, what? It probably comes down to Fournette, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because his best friend is Leonard Fournette.
I'm talking myself into this.
Especially in a game where the Bills can't lean on McCoy.
You're thinking about
clear advantage Jacksonville.
You're thinking about laying the 8.5. We're talking to we're talking to Kim Jones.
Yes.
Give me the team.
Yes, I am.
Give me. I think the Kansas City Chiefs, Kim, are very dangerous. I mean,
yeah.
I really do. They ended the season strong. They won their last four. You know, after having that crazy malaise, losing 6 out of 7 in the middle of the year.
Yep.
They've been to Foxborough and won already. I know it was opening day. That's 100 years ago now. I give them a real shot to maybe knock the Pats off in Foxborough. Do you agree with that or not?
Well, I saw him do it earlier this season. I
right.
was there.
I understand.
So, yeah. So, listen, it would be poetic in this area. Well, it would be poetic, period, if a team that lost to the Jets and Giants won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Really.
That would be
funny.
I mean,
it really would be. Yeah. Listen, there's no doubt about what they have, right? They're skilled players. There's some stat about having, you know, the quarterback yards, the receiving yards,
the tight
rushing
end,
yards, the
all
tight
that.
End.
Right.
It's historic what they've done with that talent.
Right.
And by the way, they can't, you know, they're going to look forward to a new quarterback next season. How about that kind of process where, you know, in all likelihood, they're not going to say winning back-to-back AFC titles is really, really good, which it is, of course. Hey, getting into the playoffs, you know, who knows what they do in the playoffs? I don't have that crystal ball, but they'll get through the playoffs. But it certainly seems in all likelihood Patrick Mahomes is going to be their quarterback next season, right?
Well, you would think so.
And look at the bright side, though, for Alex Smith. At least he wasn't replaced before his team got to the Super Bowl, like what happened in San Francisco when Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Right. That's true.
That's a silver lining, Evan. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, Kim, before I let you go, I just want to ask this question.
Yes.
If Todd Bowles, because I this scares the hell out of me. If Todd Bowles goes 8-8 next year and they don't make the playoffs, are we going to hear the nonsense how this team got better? And is he going to be back?
Yes, because the contract extension's through 2020.
Oh, my God.
So I think 8-8 would be viewed as a win.
Oh.
To me, if they're 8-8, Joe, you're talking about December with them still at a chance of the playoffs. If they go into December next year fighting for a playoff spot, I my sense would be, of course that would be good enough.
Oh, my God. What a disgrace they are. Not a disgrace. The franchise is a disgrace.
At least we ended on a positive note.
No, let me tell you.
Well, who do you want to be their quarterback, guys?
Whoever the best guy is.
I want them to trade up for Darnold.
Yeah,
I'm
why
all
not?
In.
Go. Go for it. Go get the number one pick from the Browns. They got the fourth pick, too. Go get him. The Browns are stupid enough to do it. Go get him.
Well, the Browns need a quarterback.
Okay,
they
but
take
they can
Josh
still maybe
Allen.
Get Josh Allen at 4.
You think?
Kim,
maybe.
Yeah. There's a few,
I don't know that.
There's a few things I want. I want
why,
the Jets
somebody
to trade.
Trading up at 3 to get
I just
the,
don't know that Josh Allen or Josh Rosen?
No, Josh Allen.
Josh Rosen's going to be gone at 2.
Yeah, we're figuring Rosen to the Giants.
Okay.
The guy from Wyoming.
I mean, I do think, listen, call me crazy because I know on January 3rd and 4th we want to figure everything out. I do think we got to get through the combine before we start to see how the pecking order you know, shakes out and what guys think about who the best guy
do
is.
Me a
and
favor.
There may not be a great consensus.
When you go
there
to
may
the,
not.
Here's what I want you to do. When you go to the combine, I want you to come on with us and tell us
I will.
Which guy that everybody's now gaga over will turn into an absolute disaster in the NFL.
Well, here's
because
the
he can bench press 10 million pounds.
I got you. We don't care about the bench press with the quarterback show, but you know I love you.
Whatever
you
it is.
You know I love you.
Well, you never know.
The consensus last year, and you guys can debate this when I'm long gone, because I don't know when I'm coming back. I'll come back on any time, and I know the clock's
well, if you're going to Jacksonville, I would stay there.
And more than Ernie wants a break, I know Dove wants a break.
Oh,
so,
he always wants a break.
Don't care. Dove's happy today.
Here's really.
Yeah, well,
let's not get
not really.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how I'll leave you.
Go
ahead. The consensus at the combine last year was Patrick Mahomes' best arm. I don't think anyone's going to debate that at this point.
Okay.
The best arm in and of itself is best arm. That the quarterback most ready to win was Trubisky. So you now have a season of Trubisky, essentially. And you can debate how accurate that was.
Well, obviously, the quarterback that was most ready to win was Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's not even debatable.
I would agree with you.
But the team he was on.
And was the winner.
But still.
At the combine. The quote-unquote winner who was participating.
Right.
His best attribute was winner. And there are people who were willing to discount that.
Well, I wanted him last year. I screamed about this all, about the Jets taking him. I did.
No, he did. He wanted him.
And he got hurt.
He was like Jamal Adams, though.
I'd rather have Deshaun Watson. No offense to Jamal Adams.
Let's see, though. Let's see. It's been a half a year of Deshaun Watson.
I understand. I still would rather have had Deshaun Watson. All due respect
to quarterback's
Jamal
more important. You're right. If Deshaun Watson's a franchise quarterback, the answer is simple.
He dances well, Jamal Adams.
No, great.
He is a dancer.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. My goodness.
I can see balls in that right now, twisting the night away.
Thank you, Kim. Great talking to you. Thank you for the candy, as always.
Kim, all right. Hey, Kim, enjoy Jacksonville, huh?
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Who doesn't enjoy Jacksonville?
I don't know.
Kim Jones of NFL Network. I once was in Jacksonville, and I was very sick. Very, very sick.
Were you there for the Super Bowl that time?
I was, yeah.
I heard some crazy stories about that. So that's the Super Bowl Sid went to? I don't want to even get to that.
Oh, I'm sure his story is much crazier than mine.
He was sleeping on the street somewhere.
Sleeping on the street.
Something like that.
The craziest thing I did is I had 102 fever, and I jumped in a pool at 45 degrees.
What?
Yeah, I was a little crazy.
What were you doing then? Well, you were young then.
I was young and stupid.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I felt so sick, I didn't know what to do. And
that's
actually
a long time ago now. That was 2004.
Yeah, so it was January of 2005.
That's like, we're talking about, 13 years ago now.
Yeah, no, I was 22 years old.
Right,
I was a kid.
Right.
But in my mind, I thought jumping in this pool was going to make me feel better. It did not work out
I understand.
I also saw a couple of, I don't want to get into names, but I saw some NFL owners that were very drunk, very drunk.
No.
And they, I'm not even going to get into
Don't even say whatever.
I don't want to name. Other people as well. I saw a lot of famous people doing some interesting things.
Could only imagine.
They were just having a good time. Nothing illegal, if I make that clear.
Okay.
Hey, we're in a brand new year. It's just interesting, that's all. It's a brand new year, and what you want is sleep. So, Kristaps, if you're listening, KP, you're tired, all right? You couldn't get through the game against the Wizards because you're tired. You're shooting 35% from the field lately because you're tired. What Porzingis needs is a MyPillow. It'll cure all of the Nick problems right now because Porzingis won't be tired anymore. He'll get a good night's sleep with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy one MyPillow. Get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter that code WFAN or give them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.